host Jonas and
Lydia.
And Lydia,
we're podcasting from the library
because I forgot the key to our normal room, and I didn't realize it until we'd already walked all the way down here.
Nailed it. I have to watch that show. I hear it's very funny.
It is. It's a good one, and we can get it here in Iceland too.
Yeah.
So we are using our less than optimal Texas voices.
Yeah.
We're down to about 55%.
We're low key. I'm trying to be sexy. Am I sexy?
We have commandeered this group workroom at the National Library.
I hope they don't kick us out.
I got the librarian's permission.
You did, but what if we're too loud?
I got one librarian's permission. The other librarian said that we couldn't use it, so I kept on asking.
See.
It's like if mom doesn't let you, maybe dad will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're deep into dark November.
Mm-hmm. On the morrow will be Thanksgiving.
So in my mind, this is the time of year that I compare America and Iceland.
Yeah.
In some ways, it holds up well.
In what ways are those?
I thought maybe we could do that as like a show closer. Like, because it's Thanksgiving, we can talk about the things that we're thankful about.
Oh. Yeah,
that's like, sweet. I'm thankful for you, Lydia.
Oh, thanks, Julie. You said you were going to wait until the end of the show, though.
I just wanted to make you feel good.
Thank
and
you.
Throw that one out there.
Thanks. I'm thankful for you, too, Jonas.
Oh, you didn't have to say that. You did, actually, because it would have been awkward if you hadn't said that now.
It would have been so rude. What if I had just, like, not said anything the whole episode and then they had been like,
ha-ha. Or you could have told me that you're thankful to someone that's, like, me adjacent.
I'm so thankful for Geesley.
Exactly. That would have been a low blow.
Thanks for bringing Geesley into my life. You are kind of, but Geesley.
He's tops.
Thanks so much for that.
So you had some thoughts about something that you wanted to talk about this time.
I had some thoughts about things.
Mm-hmm.
Was it about Thanksgiving?
Mm.
I had a few thoughts. Well, I had.
It was about a group you become a part of. A league of mysterious and heroic people.
What did I call us? The Gorgeous American Ladies of Iceland?
Wait, what's that acronym spelled?
Golly.
Oh, golly.
Oh, golly. It's like glow, but like perimenopausal and drunken a little bit.
What does perimenopausal mean?
Perimenopausal.
Who's Perry?
Oh, my God. He's a platypus.
And why does he have such a funny last name?
He's a platypus. It means just before the menopause.
Oh, okay.
That's where I am.
Okay.
I'm approaching the menopause.
Right.
As our... Most of my friends that are of American origin living here in Iceland.
Yeah, like me. I'm almost into my menopause.
Yeah.
My menopause.
Men do have
a dip.
Hormonal something that happens. In
really?
Midlife. Yeah, they do.
Is it called a menopause?
They should call it menopause, but I don't know what the technical term is.
Okay.
Probably testosterone something. I don't know.
Testy Andrews. This is like a stripper from Columbus.
That should be my drag queen name. Testy Andrews. Okay, got it. So we met up with the ladies. Hello, ladies. Thank you for listening.
Golly.
The ladies of Golly. We had a couple of drinks. We went out. We partied. But they also shared some thoughts about Iceland.
Uh-huh.
And just missing Thanksgiving a little bit. Like the group, what is it called? Having the whole culture of Thanksgiving.
Mm.
It's catching on a little bit here, like just from the Americans. Like some Icelanders like to participate just because, oh.
I feel like it's always been that way.
Really?
Yeah, like if you organize a Thanksgiving, it's always asking, it's like, oh, I'll come and I'll bring a dish that's easy to make.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going to say they bring something crazy. No.
No, like sometimes it's sort of underwhelming because, you know, like Thanksgiving dishes, it's like you put your heart and soul into it, you know?
Right.
And they like might like have like a, I don't know. Like I open a can of corn or something.
Oh, you're like, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Well, it's the thought that counts, Jonas. Don't be so judgmental.
I'm sorry.
I know. It's Thanksgiving.
That's a valuable space at that table.
It is. Thanksgiving tables get packed.
Yeah.
So there was that. And also just like the Christmassy. Like we need a pause to the crispiness.
The crispiness.
To the Christmasness.
Yeah.
Like in the U.S., Thanksgiving adds a pause, even though people are still like so, like, listen to Christmas carols as soon as like November hits. But Thanksgiving adds a little pause.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this isn't about Christmas.
It's not just Thanksgiving. I mean, you have the whole thing sort of paced out with, you have Halloween,
mm-hmm.
and then you have Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
And then you have, and then you sort of step into Advent slowly.
Yeah. Here comes Santa Claus at the end of the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Exactly.
And now
it begins. Here we go.
The official start.
Mm-hmm. And sort of like towards the end of November. Because it's like an appropriate amount of celebration time, a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's
even
a little bit long.
But here in Iceland, Christmas lights today went up in the streets of Reykjavik.
Well, not just that. Like the first time cold air blows through town. Excuse me. Colder air blows through town.
There were some places that already had like lights and Christmas trees up, I have to say, like weeks ago.
Like the mall.
And I was like, oh, kids, slow down.
And the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. They already have the cookies. I bought some of the Yola, what do you call it? What's it called?
I don't know. There's everything. There's Yola Christmas cheese. There's Christmas yogurt.
It's like a gingerbready layer cake type thing.
Oh, the brown cake. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I bought one of those just because after work, I'm always like a little addle brain when I go to the grocery store. And so I buy stuff I don't need.
You don't really need.
Or don't even really want.
No, you don't like those?
They're all right. But
I do like, I feel like Thanksgiving is right in a way because so few of us have families here that it's that spirit of like sort of coming together to make America happen. You know what I mean?
So I love sweet. That. Because I've been and thinking like, oh my God, I don't have to arrange and cook and do the whole thing.
But aren't we a sort of pilgrim crossing the ocean, meeting with the natives, wanting to kill them sometimes?
Assholes, you know?
Yeah, but have you met us? I mean, as a group, Americans in Iceland, we're kind of pushy, we're a little bit loud.
But we're nice, we're good people, we have good hearts.
But pilgrim probably did too.
Did they?
I don't know. I didn't know any of them personally.
The English kicked them out. I mean, come on.
Yeah. If the English didn't like them, my enemy's enemy is my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm just kidding. The British are not my enemy. No, but there's like, it feels right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like coming together with my friends in Iceland to make Thanksgiving happen. I like that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
I'm just
cloyingly sweet.
I'm just a little antisocial, so, yeah. I'm like, it's all right. Do I have to?
No, you don't. That was the thing.
But then when I do go, I do enjoy myself. I do enjoy the being with the people.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of nice, too, because it's a limited affair. Because sometimes when you do these Thanksgiving things, it's not necessarily with people you see all the time.
Yeah. And it's an all-day affair.
Well, for us, it is because we're going to be cooking all day tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to Thanksgiving at 6.
Yeah.
But, like, the meal itself and spending time with the other Americans, you know, 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally something that, like, is fine for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the most social person either.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely, like, a draining thing for me to be around other people.
Yeah.
I'm more of an introvert, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 hours I like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we have the American – we bring the American Thanksgiving. But I wish there was something indigenous to the land of ice.
Oh, that happens at this time?
That happens at this time that we could, like, kind of bring out of the depths of history.
Uh-huh.
But it's all so bloody.
Yeah. I mean, this is the time of year that, like, I mean, it wasn't, like, a big harvest here, I don't think.
No. What are you going to harvest?
What are you going to harvest?
What are you going to harvest?
I mean, animals they harvested, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. See? Bloody. It's blood.
Mm.
There's nothing to come up with.
Nope. I think they used to eat, like, seaweed or something. Maybe that's, like, a seaweed harvest.
We could have a seaweed festival. That seems weird, though, for November.
A seaweed.
It seems like it should be, like, bountiful.
The sea is bountiful.
Bounty. Oh, bounty of the sea. Tuna. Chicken of the sea.
Fish of the sea.
This isn't going anywhere.
And tuna festival of November. Worst time to come to Iceland.
You can't even get tuna in Iceland. You can't, like, in the seas of Iceland, right? There's no tuna up here.
I don't think so.
Yeah, see? Doesn't work.
No.
Okay.
That's like a Pacific fish, isn't it?
I think so.
I don't even know.
I don't know. Do we? Yeah.
We're not accurate about things like this.
We really aren't.
No.
So moving on.
So what did the golly ladies say?
Well, we talked about Thanksgiving and also an amusing shower tale.
Shower tale?
At the pool.
Oh, yeah. The gang showers, as I like to call them.
The gang showers where everyone is naked and... I just said that, you know, I don't have that. I don't have much of a problem with it just because I can take off my glasses.
And everyone goes away.
I'm very nearsighted. And so it's all a blur.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, everybody's leading bits.
A white pasty blur.
That's all it is. And some of us aren't so lucky. And so they're talking about like the this. I have my hands under my chin. It's like trying to keep your eyes chin up, chin up while you're having conversations. And a friend mentioned having someone come in, like, to do like the side hug, like the little greeting hug in the shower.
Oh no, we don't touch each other.
She's like, it's very awkward. She's like, what do you do? And we were like, who are you hugging in the shower? She's like, I don't know. What just happened? But you know, you don't want parts touching in the shower.
I go to the pool showers a lot, twice a week now, because my kid has swim classes.
Right, right.
And she's not old enough to go through the showers by herself. Mm-hmm. So twice a week, we go at just before 6 o'clock, which is kind of peak time at the pool. And what happens then is that all the stalls get full,
mm-hmm.
and there's just a huge mass of naked people standing around waiting for people to be done with their showers.
I really hate standing in line at the shower.
Well, there's nothing you do except for stare at each other then.
Yeah. And I try not to. I'm like, don't. Even though I'm mostly
you're alone
blind,
in that. You're alone. Like, everyone else is. Well, in the men's room, at least, everyone else is just like checking out whatever else is going on.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like I'm like on display. Like just standing there with holding my bathing suit. And then trying not to look like I'm trying to hide something. Trying to be casual. Arms up, down, side. No. I'll just.
I kind of like that my kid, though. I kind of like that my kid has no problem with it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
She's totally desensitized to it and can just like dance around and talks to people about everything and nothing.
Really?
About the weather, about her bicycle. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal that everyone is butt naked.
That's a good thing.
I think it is a good thing.
To grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does she ever mention anything about all the nakedness? Or is it just like so much a part of her everyday life that she's like, oh, what?
Maybe like a long time ago she did, but not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of the same people too.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd even recognize them in their clothes.
Get to drop your pants, please. Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi there, yes. I recognize you now, yes.
No, right. Yeah. You've gone gray. No.
Lydia.
Sorry.
Your perimenopausal humor is very racy.
Perimenopausal.
Oh, it's not perimenopausal?
And it's not menopausal. Menopausal. Menopause.
Yes. I find that a little bit awkward to run into people that I know now there.
I do. Whenever I ran into a coworker the other day and we were just like, hi. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah. Let's not do this.
This is weird. I don't want to eat.
Carry on.
Yeah. You're in the shower. I'm just like trying to. Then you like face away from them. Like, is that rude? I don't know. I just don't want to be watching my body while you're washing your body and we're near each other. Oh, it's very awkward.
I feel like the number of tourists that we've seen at the pool have really decreased recently.
Yeah, it has.
It might not just be at the pool. It might be everywhere. Do you feel that sometimes?
You know, I have to say last winter, I felt like I didn't feel a dip in the tourists.
I feel a dip right now.
But I feel like this year, I felt a dip. And I don't know what it is. It's not, like, if I think about it, I'm like, what's different? Like, I can't come up with any, like, hard facts about it. Yeah. It just feels like there aren't as many tourists.
Yeah. I woke up early the other day, and I was just walking around town for a little bit. I had to go down to the cobbler, the shoe repair center shop.
You had to take some shoes in.
I don't know what to call it. I feel like if I called it a cobbler.
I think you should say cobbler.
If I call it a cobbler, I feel like Renaissance fair level pretentious. A cobbler.
But what
I
else
took
do you...
my footwear into the cobbler.
But what else are you supposed to call it?
The shoe repair guy?
You could say shoe repair too, I guess. Like you see the little signs that say shoe repair.
Yeah.
But cobbler is so nice. It's a nice word.
I guess so. Anyway, I took them there.
Yeah.
And I had to walk down. I went to go get coffee before then. And I was just, when I ran into you, actually, when I was walking down there. And you were like the first person I ran into when I was walking around the streets. Not just the person that I knew, but like.
In the dark.
Yeah. There's not many people around. I guess maybe people don't wake up or something like that.
But it was after 9 o'clock in the morning when we ran into each other.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of late.
Yeah. In the dark. It's dark. Did we mention it's dark?
Super dark.
Super dark. The sunrise is officially like at 10 something.
Yeah.
And sunset at 4 something.
It's a pretty short day.
That is.
It's going to get shorter too.
I know.
But you know, it doesn't bother me that much because it doesn't last that long. Like we're approaching the shortest day, December 22nd.
We are.
And it goes real fast and the days start getting long again.
Yeah, in February though.
No, I feel like in January you start feeling them getting longer.
I didn't feel it. I mean, the days do get longer from, you know, the, what you call it? solstice.
Winter solstice?
Yeah. But I didn't feel it until February.
The person who has the word on the ready, winter solstice, mm-hmm. is the same person who uses the word cobbler.
That would be me. I don't think there's anything wrong with
it. No, you hesitated. Solstice. You were like, what do you call it? You didn't have it completely on the ready.
It was there, but I wasn't sure. I was thinking solstice, and then I also think of, what's the other one?
Equinox.
Yeah, equinox. So you're the one that have all those, that had all the words at the ready.
I learned them from my cobbler.
I learned it from watching you. Do you remember the pot commercial?
I do, yeah. Yeah. He brought it all the way home.
Mm, yeah, full circle.
But yeah, I feel like there's fewer people in town now, and it feels real good.
It does, I gotta say.
I feel like I can get parking now. I don't have to wait in lines when I'm at the bakery. It's nice.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit grateful right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Things are going well for us.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little settled.
Right. Because you've been here for a way longer than a year now.
Not way longer. A few months from a year.
No, right? Because you came in July, right?
Yeah.
It's quite a bit after
that. That's 3 months. A year and 3 months.
Yeah. You're well into your second year now.
Yeah. I'll say that. I don't feel nearly as. It's such a. It's so freaking unsettling.
Yeah.
Moving country.
Yeah. Especially to a country like this.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess it could be like way crazy. Like you could have moved to like, I don't know, like Mongolia or something like that.
Yeah, that would have been a stretch.
Yeah. But it feels like a stretch here. Although there's a lot of ways that Iceland is very American.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what's something that's really struck me recently that I don't like?
What?
And I'm not grateful for?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Iceland and Reykjavik does not give a shit about pedestrians at all. And that's very American.
I feel like that. It's funny that you say that. Because recently, because I walk to work. I walk everywhere because I don't drive. I'm a New Yorker. I'm from Brooklyn, goddammit. Anyway. And I've been feeling a little more empowered in my street crossing. It's like, you know what? Icelanders, they just cross the fucking street.
Yeah, they do. When you can do it, though.
Yeah, but so I've just been like, trying to be like, you know what? Just cross the street and drivers will slow down. But you notice I said slow down, not stop.
Yeah. Because people drive dangerously fast downtown.
Yeah.
The roads are really small. People drive super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's so much construction right now.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot.
And they'll just close off the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where are we supposed to go now?
And there's not even like, because the streets are so small, there's not like a little
way around it. You got to like walk in the street, basically.
Yeah, you got to walk in the street without any barriers.
Yeah. We have construction across the street from us right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they put up scaffolding, so they're taking up the road, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to drive up on the sidewalk. But then they started to use the other side of the sidewalk to store some of their stuff.
Right. And so now you can't even.
There's literally not enough room for the cars.
Yeah.
And when you start going down the street, like especially if I've got a stroller with a baby in it, and there's a car coming towards us, like going 90 miles an hour, it's terrible. And I'm like, who's paying attention to this stuff here?
Nobody.
Yeah. It's like it's like no one's accountable. I've written the city twice about it now.
You've written to the city? Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. The first response I got was back in August. It's been this way for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Person was back in August, and she was like, yeah, they shouldn't do that. That's wrong. But it's better if you just go talk to them yourself.
What?
And I was like, they're not accountable to me at all.
No, they aren't.
They don't care.
They have permits given to them by the city, so they should get a, what do you call that, a citation? Yeah. They should get citations.
For using
they should have fines,
their, yeah.
And that will get their attention. It's like, oh, you're racking up these fines because you're doing what you're not supposed to be doing.
But the
straighten
but the,
up, fly right.
But the problem is that there are so many construction projects right now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them, or historically a lot of them, have been to build hotels.
Right.
And I don't think the city's building department can, like, handle it all.
But that's, like, this is my Americanness. That's totally a revenue stream that they're like not tapping into.
To do what? Oh, to charge more for permits and stuff like that?
Not charge more for permits, but to just like to give them fines for
following
the rules.
Yeah.
Safety regulations. Come
Absolutely.
On. Because I'm sure that they exist.
Yeah. Yeah. And that would bring more money into the city.
It would bring money to the city so they can hire more kindergarten teachers.
Yeah.
They can open more kindergartens.
That's right. It's all about the kindergartens.
It's all about the kindergartens in my mind.
What else is society about than building kindergartens?
Exactly. Well, you got to start with a firm foundation with the children.
But this is what it reminded me of. Mm-hmm. Remember, like back in 2007, during the banking crisis mm-hmm. here, and I was working for a bank a little bit before then, mm-hmm. and it seemed like the problem was that like the three banks that were here had gotten so big mm-hmm. and so out of control, mm-hmm. and had like international subsidiaries were buying up other banks in other countries, mm-hmm. and like they had like their branch in Sweden and their branch in Luxembourg and their branch in London,
right.
And they weren't buying small companies. They were buying big companies. Mm-hmm. And here, these are teeny, tiny banks, like in their origins, mm-hmm. that are from a teeny, tiny country, 300,000 people. What business do they have in international investment banking?
Right.
Because the regulatory commission here is set up to regulate a bank that would operate in a country of 300,000 people.
Right.
Not these gigantic multinational banks. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there wasn't enough regulation on them. And the whole thing just, like,
exploded.
Toppled over. It was like propping up a boulder on little toothpicks.
Yeah.
And it just, it was a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. That's the way, I feel like on a smaller scale, that's what's happening downtown. Like, it's out of control and the city doesn't have enough, like, people to, like, regulate what's going right. on. It's just, like, willy-nilly construction everywhere. Cars, like, driving up on the sidewalks, yeah. parking, like, wherever they're going to park.
Very Wild West.
Yeah, it feels
just
very...
Just like, get by how you can.
Yeah, just like do whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've been complaining loudly recently.
Yeah. But getting no return.
No, not yet. Not really. Not as far as all this construction is concerned. Mm. I don't have like a personal vendetta against people who are doing the construction.
Oh, of course not. But come on. You also don't want to be killed.
Yeah, it's like sort of cramping my style. Because we live there, you know, it's it's not just their construction site; it's also a place where people live, and it's very cramped downtown.
Yeah,
and that's my story.
Oh wait, so there was another thing that the ladies brought up.
Yeah,
that I wanted. I think we may have talked about this before, but cursing kids.
Oh, kids!
Have we talked about that?
Yeah, a little bit. Kids do curse here, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
There was a child. I won't say where. I heard this child say it.
Hmm.
Child about 4 that kept saying, "What the fuck?"
Oh, really? 4 years old?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Oh, wow.
I was like, whoa, little person. We don't say that.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Did that person listen to you?
He said, okay. That's what he said. Okay.
I mean, he probably really just didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, the whole idea of like curse words, that some words are off limits mm-hmm. and some words aren't, mm-hmm. is a little weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're just words.
Yeah. This child is not Icelandic.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Oh, no, but I think this is something that Icelandic kids do a lot.
Yeah, definitely. And I've heard that a lot of kids also doing the middle finger a lot.
Oh, yeah.
The hand gesture.
I haven't seen that, but I do hear little kids saying fuck a lot here.
Yeah,
I think it's because everyone uses it as part of their language here,
yeah.
and it's not edited around kids, so mm-hmm. the kids start to use it as well.
Yeah,
but I just think it's because like in Iceland, it's not the concept of cursing so much.
Yeah, but you know what? There aren't any real curse words in Icelandic.
Well, I don't know. I think it's debatable. I think some people would say there's curse words, but like curse words in the old-fashioned sense of like
cursing
someone to the devil,
right?
And using those words like. Anskotans or helvites and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like of the devil and of hell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their version of cursing.
Yeah. But those don't have any power. I mean,
it's kind of like it's like grandma level stuff.
Exactly. But my grandma, cursed.
But so I don't think they have the same like idea of like fuck and like.
Yeah.
Well, they do have some really nasty words, like that C word for women.
Yeah.
They have that one.
In Icelandic?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It's basically the English word with an A at the end of it.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, so is that an Icelandic word or was it taken from English?
Don't know. Hmm? Probably just a long word.
Yeah.
But they use it like that.
Oh.
It's a nasty one, too, when people bring that out.
Oh, but see, so there is that a word that's kind of taboo?
When we were walking into the library just now,
uh-huh.
those youths behind it used those words.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was slightly afraid of those youths.
The youths.
The youths.
Two youths.
There was 3 of them behind us. I was trying to play it cool and not react.
Well, I had no idea what they were saying. I just knew that they
held the door open for one of them and they said, tuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I held the door open?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Just like, you know, just like you just like lingered for a moment so that they could like pass through the door.
Common courtesy.
Common courtesy. It went a long way because they were very, very nice young men after that.
See, it pays to be just a little bit nice.
That's right. Pay it forward,
and
Lydia.
Then,
pay it
and
forward.
And then if they're bitchy to you, then you can bitch slap them.
You would never.
I would never do that.
No.
I might say something mean, though.
Yeah. I can see that.
I can be sharp-tongued.
Sharp-tongued.
At times. Not always, though.
Strongly worded. Yeah, so the curse words, I hear it, but I don't know. It doesn't bother me that much.
It doesn't bother you?
No, because I know that they don't know what they're saying. It's something that's offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes me off guard, but I mean, if my kids ever did it.
I still find it shocking, and I will give a look.
Yeah.
I will like be like, what did you, what?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen often in my work, but out on the street, if I hear it, I'm just like, what was?
Yeah.
And then the adults sometimes notice my reaction and then are just kind of like, they're a little embarrassed. Yeah. I've seen the parents be embarrassed when I looked at their kid like, what did your child just say?
It's kind of fun getting together with like other Americans comparing notes like these.
Yeah.
I feel like this is something we're going to do at Thanksgiving tomorrow now. We're going to like compare notes on.
Yeah.
On some of these things. Kids cursing, awkward moments in the naked shower room.
They did suggest that we have a guest at some point.
Guest?
And I was like, oh, but I don't know who we would have as a guest.
What kind of group is this?
What kind of group?
Yeah.
It's just the...
Is it like a book club or something?
No, it's just ladies getting together to socialize, network.
Oh, you mean like a book club?
There are no books involved. It was food and wine.
Okay.
And some wine. And a little bit of water and some wine.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we went dancing.
Oh, gosh.
The Pablo Disco Bar.
Oh, it sounds like you guys had a really good time.
It was a good time. See, that's also why I'm like, Thanksgiving, because my socializing quota
is done now.
Is built for the month.
You've taken care of that.
Yeah.
Good job.
Check.
Ding, ding. You also...
Oh, I did something else? What else did I do?
You also had another date on your social calendar.
Mm-hmm.
The company Christmas dinner.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Did you enjoy the Christmas dinner this year?
It was nice.
I did too.
There was it was a little more low key than last year.
Yeah.
Last year I felt like it was a little, I don't know, something felt very unwieldy and just like too much.
Yeah, dialed up way up.
Yeah. And I was like, it's too much.
I thought it was nice. I think it's kind of funny that like not funny, it's just interesting that like the height of Icelandic culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like at the very tip top of Icelandic culture,
Danish means.
Is Danish culture. Like if you want to make it fancy, you gotta make it Danish.
Yeah,
which
damn
is such like a, well, it's just like a random country to me. Because like my associations with Denmark before I moved here was like Hamlet and pastries,
Little Mermaid,
and those canned hams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy them shelf-stabilized meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's a Danish thing? You mean like Spam? What are you talking about?
No, I think they're called like Danish hams.
Oh, really? They're called Danish hams?
I think so. The ones that come in like the little metal case.
Yeah.
And like have to use a key to like pry
right.
it open.
It's just canned ham.
Oh.
I didn't associate it with Denmark in my mind.
Oh.
But that's just me.
I mean, maybe that's a mistake. I don't know. But that was my association. Being honest about that part. But now it's sort of like... I don't know if you have like a Danish last name, you're fancy.
Mm.
If you have a Danish breakfast Christmas buffet,
right.
Very fancy.
Yeah, I don't get it. We did Danish Christmas last year, we had the glazed potatoes and the whatever. It's some dessert. What's it? Apple cake. Danish sounds like someone's having a stroke.
I think that whatever that apple cake is spelled,
mm-hmm.
it looks like apple cage. Is that
yes.
the one?
Yes.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Meh.
Yeah. What's fancy for you? English is fancy for me. Like, if you're going to go fancy, then it has to be British. But that's because they were a colonizer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why it's the same in Iceland.
Yeah.
And I don't like the colonizer shit.
No. But you do drink tea.
Pisses me off. I do like tea,
cup,
though.
Ever cup.
I do. And I do enjoy like soca.
Soca?
Music.
What's soca?
The music. Soca from the Caribbean.
Okay.
You know, like carnival. Mm. It's brought about by the mixing of your Afro-Caribbean and Indo-Caribbean folks. Mm. Like from India, not indigenous Indian.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because the British.
Yeah.
And their imperial bullshit.
Thanks, guys.
But, you know, good music. It, you know, it has its pros and cons.
Yeah, I hear you.
Worldwide oppression, good music.
So before we wrap things up, mm-hmm. should we talk a little bit about what we're thankful for?
Oh. I guess I should have been thinking about that the whole time. Shit.
You want me to do one and you can think of one?
Oh, God. The pressure. Okay, go ahead. What's yours?
Well, I have a few.
You made a list?
I made a list.
Jonas.
I like to keep a, I like to keep a list for things like this.
I'm not prepared. Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking about the things I'm genuinely thankful for.
Genuinely thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like people say here that all the time they're like thankful for like the clean water and beautiful nature and like, yeah, I mean, I guess I am like to some extent, but really there's some things that are very specific to Iceland. And I've been thinking about this lately because, you know, we're thinking about like our future here, whether this is the place that we really, you know.
Things are coming to mind now. Go ahead. Yeah. Continue.
Okay, good. I'm trying to give you some time here.
Thank you.
Flesh this one out.
I appreciate it.
The other day when I ran into you, I really enjoyed walking around in the city when it was empty.
Mm-hmm.
It was dry and it was very dark in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I like dark mornings.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting so much shit done because I'm dressed.
Do you feel like the day hasn't really started yet?
Yeah.
But you've gotten a lot done.
Yes. The breakfast is done. Kids are at school. I've gone to the cobbler's or the shoe repair shop, whatever you want to call it. I've gotten a cup of to-go coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my way to work. The day is beginning.
Yeah.
And the sun isn't even up yet. Mm. And look at everything I've gotten finished.
You feel like you're in the army.
I have no idea what that feels like.
You know what I'm you know the commercial they used to have? Like getting more, you get more done or the army gets more done before 6 a.m. than most people get done in a day. Whatever the hell it was. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, I do know what you're talking about, but I have not made that connection before. I definitely don't feel like I'm in the army.
You feel like you're in the armed forces.
I never feel like in the armed forces. That never crosses my mind.
United Armed Forces of Jonasville.
It's never a desire. It's not on my radar anywhere.
Not even the Marines. That Marine uniform is a nice-looking uniform.
It's like, it gives me the same feeling, although the streets are pretty much empty.
Mm-hmm.
I had an internship in Manhattan at some point, and I remember, like, I had my earphones in. I was, like, on the subway with, like, coffee, you know what I mean?
And I was just like, I'm a high-powered intern. Yeah. Look at me.
I wasn't like I was high-powered. I was just like, I'm a city dweller. Look at me go. Boom, boom, boom. You know, like, I know which train to take. And I know which stairs to use so that I don't have to, you know.
You know how to pre-walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to do my pre-walking. I know which car to get on.
Right, exactly.
And people would sometimes stop and ask me directions.
And you were like, oh. Yeah. Let me tell you. And then you get on the train and be like, oh, shit, I told them the wrong directions.
My favorite thing to do was, like, instead of stopping to give them directions, I would keep on walking just a little bit more slowly and, like, glance at my watch and sort of, like, give them directions as I was walking away. Because I'm a person with places to go and people to see. You know what I mean?
I'm busy, but I guess I can spare a couple of seconds to give them directions.
That sense of, like, purpose and possibility feels good. And dark mornings, they help with that for me.
Huh. Interesting.
Preferably dry.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody likes walking the...
around in the rain. That spoils any wonder that it has for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
give you one because I did mention this the other night with my ladies, and I think I may have mentioned it to you before. I'm thankful for the safety in Iceland or the level of feeling safe.
I agree with that.
My child walked home. It was dark, 8 o'clock. He walked from school. He had a school event. He walked from school home, and I was not concerned.
You didn't worry about a single shooter?
I didn't
worry. A lone shooter?
Didn't worry about a lone shooter or a mass shooter. I didn't worry about him getting, you know, shot in crossfire of any kind. I knew he was totally fine. I didn't worry about the police stopping him and killing him. Nothing.
That's so true.
It's like, oh, my God. It's like, even if I'm feeling on my worst days in Iceland, I'm going to be like, my children are safe. So that this is whatever I'm feeling it in this moment, whatever. It's whatever because my kids are safe.
That is so true. I was walking the kids to preschool the other day, and my kids' preschool is right in the middle of downtown, mm-hmm. across from a very touristy area where there's a big tourist bus stop, mm-hmm. a big tourist attraction, and there's mobs of people constantly all around. And I was like, why don't I feel more anxious about this? Mm-hmm. I just don't. And I was thinking about the preschool that we had back in Connecticut, mm-hmm. a small town in Connecticut, way out in the boonies. I mean, not that your typical like danger zone is what right. you think of, but the kids had to do a drill once a month where they would have to hide and be quiet.
Right.
And it was to prepare them if there was ever a lone shooter, mm-hmm. or any sort of like,
you know, attack. What did they call it? I can't remember what they call it. But yes, they had
some sort of euphemistic name for it.
I can't remember what it is.
It was like a safety drill or something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, talking to the teachers about it, I mean, they knew what it was for. Mm-hmm. We all knew what it was for.
Yeah.
And it wasn't completely ridiculous either, because a couple of years earlier in Connecticut, in mm-hmm. a small town in the middle of nowhere, is where someone broke into, I don't remember if it was a preschool. Maybe it was
elementary school.
And killed a bunch of kids.
Yep.
I mean, so it wasn't like out of left field that had already happened.
Exactly. I've been to the movies in the United States and been, you know, I just went to the movies with my kids and I sat down and had a moment of panic. I was like, oh my God, where are the exits? Because people have gone into movie theaters and
massacred people.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck am I thinking? I'm in the movies. But there you go.
That's very true. That is very true. And, you know, Icelanders have told me, like, aren't you worried when you go back home? And it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I am. I have anxiety.
Yeah. America.
Yeah. Okay, that was a good one.
Turns dark.
Mine feels very Pollyanna now. I'm thankful for. I said, I'm thankful for consistent sweater weather. I like to wear sweaters outside, and Iceland gives me a range of possibilities to wear sweaters.
Do you feel like you need more sweaters even?
I have a huge sweater cabinet
now. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't. Sometimes I feel like I need more sweaters. I have like a button-down Icelandic sweater, mm-hmm. like with the little silvery buttons, mm-hmm. but I don't have a pullover.
Mm-hmm. Pullover's a nice one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the Icelandic sweaters. I have an Icelandic sweater, but mm-hmm. I also just like all kinds of sweaters.
Yeah. I do like
Irish
a nice
sweaters.
I have a semi-Irish sweater.
I like an Argyle sweater.
Argyle.
A Fair Island sweater.
Do you like a sweater vest?
No.
Full sweater?
Yes.
It was just a question.
What on earth are people doing in sweater vests?
I don't know. It was just a question. Some people like a sweater vest.
I feel like if the opposite of that garment existed, I would like them. Like mm-hmm. just arm sweaters.
You can get a shrug. You used to be able to get shrugs.
A man shrug?
Yeah.
A rug?
I don't know if they... Do they still make, number one, do they still make shrugs, and do they make them in man sizes?
I don't know, but I really like the name of that garment, too.
Man shrug or just shrug?
Shrug.
Shrug. Kanye probably makes one.
I bet it is luxurious, too.
it's probably made of ratty looking.
Danish fabrics.
The rat's been chewing on, because I don't like that raggedy look. Ugh.
Okay, ball's back in your court.
Oh, shit, really? Oh, wait. I thought the safety of my children was pretty big. I didn't think I had to come up with anything
huge.
Else.
It's good. I'm going to do another one just because that one was so big.
I am thankful for...
No, I said I'm going to do another one.
Oh, you're going to... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you don't have to be sorry. That's fine. Do you have another one ready?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, then let me do mine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. this is what I have to deal with, people.
I really enjoy phrases like, on with the butter.
On with the butter.
Au from the smurith.
And what does that mean?
It just means, like, let's get on with things, guys. Let's go. Come on.
I've never heard that before.
Really? Auf Ramme Schmierit. Because, you know, like, when you do butter, you have to churn it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, like, when people stop, you got to say, like, come on. Keep on going. Butter's not going to make itself. Mm-hmm. On with the butter.
On with the butter. Uh-huh. It's like chop chop.
I like that the language has things like that in mm-hmm. it.
Get her done.
Yeah. Get her done.
Get her done.
But it involves butter, which makes it better. Because butter makes everything better.
It does.
Okay, you ready now?
No, I don't have anything, Jonas.
Maybe you should be more thankful about things here.
Mm. I'm thankful for having good health. Because I know a lot of people that are in ill health. at this very moment.
Well, here's one thing you can be happy about, mm-hmm. is that everyone that you know here, mm-hmm. most everyone, that's not true. A lot of people here mm-hmm. have health insurance.
That's true.
And it's not something that people have to typically worry about. It's not a reason for someone to get a job that they don't want. Mm-hmm. It's not a reason for someone to put off having kids.
Yeah.
It's not a reason for someone to not move away from home. Mm-hmm. It's not a obstacle for people here.
Right.
It's just part of your life here, as it should be everywhere.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I mean, is it the best healthcare in the world?
No.
No, it's not. Is it good? Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Does what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, gets that butter churned. Mm-hmm. I also really enjoy having a secret language when we go abroad.
See, I don't have that.
Look at that.
Oh, sometimes I feel like, oh, it's sinking in. I can feel it. Because sometimes somebody will say something to me. I'll be like, I totally know what that person said. I may not respond in Icelandic, but I understood you.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, oh, shit, I don't understand a goddamn word of this language.
If you talk to Icelanders about using Icelandic abroad, though, they will tell you how many times it has backfired on them.
Like your friends on the subway, they were talking about all their conquests. And yes. You were like, dude, I can understand you.
Yeah, very rude. Because mm-hmm. I was with a kid then, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have tales of it backfiring?
There have been a couple times. Well, most of the times when I've heard people saying embarrassing things on Icelandic abroad, mm-hmm. I mean, the last thing I want to do is be like, excuse me, let me make this moment awkward. But I just heard all about your affair and your divorce.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I did know someone from Spain who, I don't know if she still lives there, but her boyfriend is Icelandic and she speaks a little bit of Icelandic. And she was talking about how if she were in, let's say, Spain, she wouldn't speak Spanish. If she didn't want to be understood, she wouldn't speak Spanish or English. She would try and speak a little Icelandic, but her Icelandic is not great. And her boyfriend would always be like, what? What are you saying? And she was like, shit, this is not working.
I think we talked about this before, but like Icelanders' tolerance for bad Icelandic is very, very low.
It really is, surprisingly so. But you know what I have to say? I was working with someone the other day, and she spoke Icelandic with an accent. And I heard her speaking to somebody else, and I was like, huh. I was like, is that how you're supposed to say that word? Am I? Yeah, it was very, but it was fine. I mean, like, she speaks Icelandic, but I was surprised that I could hear her accent.
I appreciate,
I'm making strides, Jonas. I could hear her accent.
I sometimes appreciate people who just don't attempt the accent at all. Yeah. Like, I don't attempt correct pronunciation.
Well, see, that's the thing. She was speaking
like,
it.
Their grammar, syntax, and vocabulary is banging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have my grammar at all.
No, but just like listening to them just like not try to even like change their mouth to mm-hmm. make Icelandic sounds come out.
Right.
I don't know. I admire that a little bit.
I admired that she was just going for it.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I need to get some balls like that. Or some ovaries.
That's right. Ovaries.
I need to get some ovaries like that mm-hmm. to just be like, just say it.
That's right.
I haven't gotten there yet though.
This sort of piggybacks on the safety idea. I do appreciate that my kids' like ultimate fear mm-hmm. is not murderers or bombs or terrorists or people with guns, mm-hmm. but trolls. Seriously, trolls. And if we had to like threaten her with something, all we had to do was like bring up the idea of trolls.
Grilla.
Oh yeah, Grilla
straight
is the worst.
Straight up and fly right. You cat.
That's right. Christmas cat's going to come eat you.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any clothes. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen to you? Act right and you'll get some clothes.
But I love that her biggest fear is something that's not real.
That is good.
And that she'll learn soon enough isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you could say that about all your kids' fears?
Yeah.
Like, terrorists aren't real. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's just something we made up to make you...
to make you
go
behave.
To bed on time.
It's like, well, Dad, it's a little extreme. I gotta say, it was extreme.
That whole thing you did on 9/11, way over the top.
Too much.
I don't know. Have you seen some of the pictures of Grilla?
I've only seen one. And I did go... Did I ever tell you about this? I went to a Christmas house up in...
What's a Christmas house?
Or a Christmas shop.
Uh-huh.
Like in... Is it near Húsavík?
I don't know. There's one that's kind of close to Aquaditi.
Yeah, it's up around there. But there was a, you go down these stairs, like it looks like a little Christmas hut, like just like a red and white hut, little house. And you go inside and there are these stairs leading down into a much bigger Christmas shop. And there's a giant gorilla in the middle, like a giant, like giantess, like with this horrible looking face and wild, crazy hair, looking like she's going to eat children in the middle of the shop. I was like, what kind of place is this?
Are you ready for the ultimate gorilla picture?
Let me see. Oh, no, I've seen it. I've seen it. I know what you're talking about. The like 15th century craziness with the eating the baby. Yes, yeah. I've seen it. I'm holding up my hand because I don't want to see the picture again. Okay. I know what it is.
It's terrifying.
It is really terrifying.
I mean, so, it shows her like,
but she's like
literally eating an
super
infant.
Super pale and like blood dripping from her mouth. And then
and like no eyeball and like just like white eyes.
Yeah. And the infant with the
dead face
and flesh
like falling off its body.
A flesh hole in its body.
And a flesh hole in its body.
Oh.
And like mom opening the door and be like, what's going on in here?
Oh, gorilla got the baby.
Yeah.
Well, darn.
Also, I just have to say, I won't make you look at this.
Okay.
But their nursery in this picture is huge. I don't know anyone in Iceland with a kid's room this large.
Especially not back in the day when that painting was.
Normally, people put their kids in like a shoebox here.
Yeah, like right next to the bed.
Yeah.
In their little attic of a apartment.
Gorilla, there wouldn't even be room for her.
Yeah, she wouldn't even fit. So yeah. Why is she trying to come in and eat the kids?
Yeah. Speaking of Gorilla, we're getting close to Christmas.
We are.
Are we going to do a Christmas episode soon?
Yeah, I guess so. Because we're almost at December.
You know what we should do?
What?
We should bring each other our Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's so cute. What do you want for Christmas?
Something very expensive.
Okay. All right. Got to start saving up.
Preferably something Danish.
Something of Danish design. I may have already gotten you something.
How about a Georg Jensen Christmas ornament?
Oh. Are those fancy? I have no idea.
Yeah. They're like the Christmas ornaments.
Are they crystal?
No, they're made out of like silver or something, or gold or something like that.
Oh, really?
You know that store on Leipzig is called Kunigund?
Yes. Yes,
Kunigund?
I do. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the store for Danish ornaments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
You can find my Christmas gift there. No, I'm just kidding. Don't give me a Christmas tree ornament or anything Danish.
So are you Christmasing here?
We don't know yet.
You don't know yet? It's soon going to be upon you.
I know. People have been telling me that since August. You don't know where your Christmas is.
Well, because you got to get tickets. It's expensive.
You got to get tickets for Christmas?
Well, if you're a
Christmas. To go to Jesus?
Well, if you're going to Christmas
go to baby
in,
Jesus.
In the great state of Texas, yeah. Or you're going to Christmas here.
Oh, no, we're definitely Christmasing in Iceland someplace.
Oh, okay.
We just don't know where yet. We might go back to the ancestral home village.
Oh, right, yes.
Or we might be here. Mm-hmm. Since your ancestral home village is here, you mm-hmm. never had to think about that.
No, but we are contemplating traveling for Christmas.
To where?
To Frise or to a summer house.
You guys, you know what? They call them summer houses for a reason.
But they can be they can be quite beautiful if it's like a white Christmas, if it's like snowy out in the middle of, you know, nowhere. It can be quite beautiful.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy your summer house.
We are just stuck out there.
They don't call them summer houses for nothing.
Yeah, I personally think I'd prefer to stay in the city. But we'll see.
It's not a bad place for Christmas. It's very Christmassy.
It's not. It's very festive.
Hey, we're going to go to the Christmas concert at the symphony.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It should be fun. We're going to the ballet this weekend.
To see Zinotkraka?
Zinotkraka.
Oh, you are. Mm-hmm.
They're going to have real Russian ballerinas there.
For real?
For real. They're going to come all the way from Moscow.
She's... That's what you want to see.
Yeah, that's right. I want a Russian ballerina dance and that stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
And also the Russian dance. You want Russians for that.
Yeah. We're going to go to... That's the coffee dance, by the way, right? The Russian dance.
That's right.
We're gonna go to
my fave.
Let's not talk about anything else Christmassy.
Okay.
Because we need to save that.
Oh, yeah. Shh.
Maybe
it's 9:53.
Maybe we should cut all that.
Maybe.
And instead, we will say, Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
From the raisin
at the hot dog's end.
And we'll see y'all next time.
Bless y'all.
Bless y'all.